That's the best intro we have. It is outstanding. It is Thursday, March 21. This is the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. And it's great to be at Concord Golf Club today for their charity golf day. It sold out weeks ago, so make sure you get involved next year. Get on their website and raising funds today for MS. And here joining us, not too far from his humble abode, well, two or three suburbs away perhaps, across the river, Steve Blocker Roach.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm glad you mentioned about the intro. I wrote that beautifully, didn't I? No, I didn't. I love you, Gina. Hey, double kayaks. I'm glad you brought that up, boys. I was listening before I come on. We went away on a training camp one day, and the great Les Hobbs, we had these double kayaks, and no one wanted to go with me. And Les said, "Bugger it, get in the back, big fella, get in the back." Anyway, about a kilometre up the river, he said, "Mate, are you paddling?" I wasn't paddling. Yes, yes, of course I am, Les. Of course I'm paddling. Hey, boys, and also, you're talking about the tents and all that sort of stuff, right? Mate, I can't. And, mate, congratulations if you love caravanning and all that sort of stuff. I'm exclusive to Four Stars. Now, let's do the math here. You buy a van to tow a caravan. Now, I've got nothing against caravanners. Look, they love doing what they do and all that sort of stuff, the grade, rinse set. It costs you $100,000 to buy a car, and then it costs you another $100,000, say, to buy a good, decent caravan. That's $200,000. That is a lot of four-star hotels that you'd stay on around the place. Do you think? Are you with me, or do you like caravan?
No, I'm not a caravan.
Joshy?
I could do it once lot.
A year.
Once a year.
Once a year, I could go on a trip.
Caravan?
Yeah, I could stay.
Loz, you caravan. Can't even get here. How are you going to get to Coolangatta or something
block.
Like that?
Look, you didn't have to go on a highway or pay a toll today, Block. And I'm telling you, have you been on this new road?
Yeah.
I understand what everyone is blowing up about. Because it's not signposted well enough.
No, it's not.
And
I
we
agree
need
with
to
you.
Be better here in this city. And we held the Olympics, you know, in 2000.
You know the other one? At Des Moines. You know where you go? You can go over and miss the lights to go to Anzac Bridge. Or you can go right and go to the airport, right? It's 60 kilometres an hour through a bloody highway. It should be at least 80.
Yes, you're right. It should be 80. But when you enter the
tunnel...
Everyone's
moving.
But when you enter the tunnel, it's 60. No,
yes.
It's 60.
You're right.
Because then I looked down and I might have been doing a little bit over 60.
Oh, you're over the speed limit.
And then I thought, there might be cameras here. So then it goes to 80 about 150 metres into the tunnel.
That's
so
right.
Why does it go 60 metres in 60K? I'll be filthy.
And there's
I'll be contesting.
And there's always a first, right? So I get this thing in the mail saying, we're not going to fine you this time. Because it's 60 at the moment, right? You've done 80, but there's signposts or speed things on there that says 80.
Yeah.
We're not going to find you this time. Oh, all right, Pat. Well, thank you very much. I mean...
What's that? What happens there? I got one as well. So they're pretty much saying they caught you.
They caught you,
but you don't get a fine.
I'll tell you what I do now, boys, and I don't know whether you guys do it. You know when you're approaching lights... And you're unsure
of whether to
go or stop.
Amber.
Yeah. Like, but every time now I come to a light, I'm very conservative.
Yes.
I'm worried about someone ramming me because I will stop now on most occasions.
Really?
On Amber?
Well, I do, yeah, because I'm worried that I'll go through a light and I don't want to be booked.
Well, I know I'm sweet. Until I see the flash of the light, the camera, you know, I go, oh, not again. Oh, no. That must have been a bit of red in that one.
I've got to read this text from the Wollongong Wolf. Morning, boys. A friend of mine lives on the Central Coast. He had a big night in Sydney. So he took a train to get to Gosford and told his dad to meet at Gosford Station. Well, he fell asleep and ended up in Newcastle. So from Newcastle, he got a train to Gosford and told his dad to wait for him. Once again, he fell asleep and ended up in Sydney at Central again, where his journey started.
Rip Van Winkle.
His dad had to pick him up from Central as there were no more trains for the night. The drive home back to Gosford, Dad was not happy at all. So he started in Central, going to Gosford, Newcastle, back to Central. Dad picks him up.
I could only imagine how frustrated you would be if my young bloke did that.
How tired can you be?
What's he been doing?
Wake up, mate.
It's a 5-day bender.
Well, he has been down in Sydney. You wouldn't know what he was getting up to. There's plenty of nightclubs down here, Mike.
Are they still going? I haven't been to a nightclub for 100 years. Do those big balls on the ceiling still happen? You know, the sparkly ones? Do they? I don't know. Were they wrong when I used to go?
Yeah, no,
are they gone?
They're gone.
Oh. Yeah. And they're not, what do they call them now? Like, they're not discos anymore. What do they just call
raves.
Them? Raves.
So how do you get the chat to the freewheelers and that? Because the music's that loud. What are you, sign language or something?
It's about the way you got to stand in the corner block.
Yeah.
Stand in the corner and I don't know. I'm just asking my mates, but
you're a dancer though, aren't you?
No, I'm not a dancer.
Aren't you?
No.
Why did I think you were a dancer?
Because of his energy. He never stops. Look, he can't sit down.
I saw him dance one night, but he didn't realise until it was too late that it wasn't actually a dance floor. It was a swimming pool.
Yeah.
I won't name the venue.
There's only probably one that can be.
He went to put his foot on what he thought was a clear dance floor.
Yeah.
But it was a pool.
What?
It and fell in.
The pool. It was a shallow pool. Yeah. Very shallow pool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yes, quite embarrassing.
He'd had a couple.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Just a couple.
It's an easy mistake, I feel, at that stage.
Yeah.
What about when you do something like that embarrassing, you hope no one's watching?
Oh, well.
Yeah, it would have been.
There's a big crowd there, wasn't
it? Did Benny see it?
I think I rolled with it. He started doing some laps.
Block, are clubs pushing the panic button after round two in regards to team selection, particularly in the halves?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, how do you train all off-season or for a couple of years when a young kid's going to get an opportunity to play halfback and then all of a sudden they play one game and they're gone? You know the one I think they panicked the most with was Hastings. I'm not a huge fan. I think he goes all right. He goes pretty good. They got beat by 1 point and you get dropped. I don't get it. They got beat by a field goal.
Well, so, Adam O'Brien, he said he dropped him because they need a spark, he said. They need a spark of energy was his direct quote yesterday.
But that's the problem, is it? In that position, you blokes played in the halves all your lives. That's the problem with that position. The buck stops with you blokes.
Well, you're the one under pressure. And as we've seen, four halfbacks over the opening 2 weeks of competition have been gone, not in selections, but yeah, it is hard to think that you can just put all the blame on one person. You think that it's got to be a collective and it's a team performance, but I suppose these days it's getting more ruthless and everyone's position's on the line, in particular a coach, so you've got to react quickly to try and get a result, because if you don't get the result you're after, then you could be out the door.
I felt this was always slowly building with Cogger's form in the grand final last year. Obviously, Newcastle brought him for a reason. But Adam O'Brien's comments of a spark, Jack Cogger isn't going to give you a spark. Mm. He'll direct you around the field exactly like Hastings was, but I'm not necessarily sure if he's the guy who's going to spark that team. Like, Ponga needs to be the spark. Bradman Best needs to be. Tyson Gamble's the spark. But look, I will admit, Cogger did change that grand final. He really did. He opened it up for Penrith. So, yeah, I agree, though. Very, very early.
The other thing, too, it's communication. I don't know if you blokes ever got dropped, but, you know, when you get dropped, the communication between you and the coach about what do I have to do to get back? You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know whether a lot of them, it seems to me like, you know, they get dropped and go back in reserve grade and do your best. Depending on the coach, I suppose. Yeah.
What did you make of the Lachlan Ilias decision?
Yeah, that one I could probably understand, because as Josh said, it's been coming for a little while. You know, there's a lot of things in his game that probably he's not happy with. Number one, the kicking game, mate. If you're a halfback in the when you're winning competitions and playing in big games, the halfback is the bloke who does everything. He controls everything. He also, he's got to have a good kicking game. You ever look over the history of the game, you know, if you haven't got one of your halves that's a good kicker, I think you're in trouble. Mm. So I feel sorry for the kid, but as I said, you know, he's got to have communication with his coach to say, mate, what have I got to work on and what have I got to do to get back in the first grade?
Not much sympathy for you, Loz, from Rob the Concord Bulldog.
Mm.
Loz, there's signs everywhere for the exit at Concord. You missed it. Best road in Sydney. I saw Loz one night in the city, introduced myself, said I'm looking for, and apparently you said you're looking for this place called the Ivy, and you walked straight past it. Says Rob.
Actually, I was looking for the Ivy, and you were there because we were doing a function.
Oh, function. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember.
So we were doing a function, and I was on George Street, and I walked up and down, I had my phone out.
No, you do have to go down this narrow laneway.
Ivy's hard to find.
To
I'll
get
give
upstairs.
You that.
Yeah.
So I understand.
And I did, and these blokes said to me, oh, what are you doing? I said, mate, can you help me? I said, I'm trying to find a place called the Ivy. And they went, you've never been to the Ivy? I said, no. And they went, mate, just straight down here. But honestly, up and down, I couldn't find it. I was walking past.
It's a narrow laneway you've got to go down.
But it doesn't say that.
No, it doesn't. It wouldn't.
Ivy's got a pool, doesn't it?
Yeah. I wasn't going to mention it, but you did. Here's one. Steve from Foster fell asleep on the train after 1,000 beers, ended up in Springwood. A girlfriend at the time came up the mountain, dropped me home. Yes, we're now married. It's a good test. Good on you, Steve.
Jeez, that is a good
Here we go. The grand final rematch tonight in Penrith. Then the market with Tab. The Panthers, $1.27. They're 10.5-point favourites at the line. The Broncos, $3.80. Remembering they won this game, it was round one last year when they met in Penrith, 13-12. Then Penrith won 15-4 at Suncorp in round 12. Then, of course, the grand final, 26-24. To the Panthers. Payne Haas officially out and out for up to 6 weeks with a knee injury. Needs minor surgery. Of course, James Fisher-Harris is out with that shoulder injury. No Adam Reynolds either. Block, how do you see it this game? Big ask for the Broncos without Payne Haas.
Yeah, it is, but there's no Fisher-Harris too. I think Fisher-Harris is out for the Penrith side. Gee, I reckon, you know, they weren't allowed to talk about the grand final last year. How would you avoid it this week? That pot would be full that they were putting the coins in if you talked about grand finals. But in saying that, look, mate, no Payne Haas. I don't know. This is a toss of the coin. When you mentioned last year was 13-12, I don't think there'll be that much in this. I think Penrith will win based purely on the fact that they're playing at home. I reckon it'll be a great game of footy. I reckon it'll be very close. But I think Penrith just at home.
I think they'll lose a lot of go forward without Payne Haas, and not only Haas not being there, but Flegler. I think that 1-2 combination was so successful for them last year. Always a difficult place to win, Penrith Park. Reece Walsh, if they keep an eye out for him and where he is at all occasions and they limit the impact that he has on the game, I think Penrith win. Clear his kicking game. Been really taken with the two centres, Isaac Tungo and Taylor May. Geez, I think they've had good starts to the year.
They're good, aren't they? Strong.
Yeah, very strong centres. So, yes, they lose a bit with Fisher-Harris, but I think they get the job done.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Broncos will have a tough 4 weeks without Payne Haas. I really do. His go forward is what they rely on. Adam Reynolds is out as well, boys. Jock Madden comes in. Love Jock. Good young player. I think he'll be the future half of the Broncos. But, yeah, I think Penrith are about to hit their straps. And what a way to do it against the grand final rematch.
Yep, it's Penrith all round. Let's go to the 6 o'clock game on Fox League on Friday evening. And it's the Warriors at $1.40. Up against the Raiders at $3. The Raiders plus 7.5 at the line. Good start to the season for Canberra. Loz was ridicule block for saying Canberra can make the 8. It is only 2 weeks. They've beaten Newcastle away. That's a good win. They've beaten the Tigers as expected last week. This is a good test for them. And a big game for the Warriors, 0-2. Heading home. Well, they're playing in Christchurch. This game was sold out about 3-4 weeks ago. So, in fact, we'll start with Loz. What do you make of the Raiders' chances for this one?
Well,
the Raiders have played exactly the way I thought they would, and they'll get better as the season goes on. They've got a great forward pack. They've got some good, exciting young talent in their back line, and they'll get confidence out of winning those first two games. The Warriors are a very good side. What I've seen of the Warriors, their best is good enough to challenge anyone, and I think that they will be desperate in this game. But they're going to have to play well against the Raiders side, who'll scrap. They'll put them under pressure. If they can just be calm, the Warriors, and execute, I think they win this game. But if they get frustrated and try and continually move the ball and it's not happening and the Raiders force them into error, exactly what they did to Newcastle in round one, the pressure will mount on the Warriors, and they need to be played with plenty of control. They just need to be confident, get through their sets, build pressure, and then execute. And if they do that, I think they win. But it'll be a tough game.
Yeah, I agree. But I'll take my hat off to the Raiders. Gee, they're just scrappers. I said to you before, Loz, I really like Canberra because they know what their identity is, and they don't care if they win ugly. And that's how they're going to win a lot of their games this year. That's how they won the first two. And it would not surprise me if this game exactly goes that way. I think a lot of people will think the Warriors will put a score on the Raiders, but I think it'll be close. But the Warriors in Christchurch, they've been unlucky, the Warriors. They just haven't finished the games. And that first game against the Sharks, they were up by 12 points, couldn't finish it. Last week, close, got scored on right on the buzzer. But I love watching the Warriors, how direct they play. Johnson plays square. They all, Tohu Harris plays so square. The teams that can turn the Warriors away a few times, the Warriors get a bit agitated. But if you let them score, score and score, they'll just keep scoring. And they look really good. So if Canberra can hold on in defence, they might be all right. But I think the Warriors will get the win.
I think the big plus for the Warriors is Wade Egan's back into the side. Mm. I think everything starts with him. I think his guile and his understanding about his ruckman and how to bring him onto the ball and all that is, they're not the same side. I will say this about last year, I thought Sean Johnson was absolutely unbelievable. I don't think that he's played anywhere near that yet. I'm not saying that he won't. To me, he's been a little bit kick-happy. When they've finally got the ball back, he's kicked on the fourth, and I'm watching it going, mate, why are you kicking, you know? I'm with the boys. The way that they play players in motion, the way that they can score. But, mate, I love the Raiders. They play exactly the same way as what their coach is, a mongrel. Mate, they get down on the ground, they get down in the gutter with you, they want you to play like that. So they drag you down into the gutter, and that's how they play. One kid I'd love to give a, that Ethan Strange, Loz. Jeez, what about when he took, like young kids today with the confidence that they've got. Did you see the try he scored through the middle last week? That is left a bloke that's played, foot. You know, 100 games, not a kid that's played a couple. He's going to be a real good player. He reminds me, I always like looking at players and having a look and see who they remind me of. I know he's got a long, long way to go, but in same sort of stature and build and support play and running at the line as Terry Lamb. I'm not saying he's as good as Terry Lamb yet or whether he ever will be, but I like sort of looking at blokes and thinking, gee, he reminds me of that bloke or he reminds me of that bloke. So I think the Warriors will be desperate. They've been mighty unlucky first couple of games, and for that reason, at home, I think it'll be closer than people think, but I think they might just clip the Raiders.
Warriors for me as well. We're going to get to the news. It's 28-8. The next game we'll be previewing, the big one, the Roosters and the Bunnies.